ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పల్ పరిశీల ప్రభుపాద జయ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ యాజ్ ఎ బోనఫైడ్ డివోటీ బలభద్ర భట్టాచార్య ద 23rd ప్రిన్సిపల్ అసోసియేట్స్ యాక్టెడ్ యాజ్ ద బ్రహ్మచారి ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు వెన్ హీ టూర్డ్ మథురా. పర్పట్ Balbhadra Bhattacharya acted as brahmachari or personal assistant of a sannyasi. A sannyasi is not supposed to cook. Generally, a sannyasi takes prasad at the house of a grihastha, and a brahmachari helps in this connection. A sannyasi is supposed to be a spiritual master and a brahmachari his disciple. Balbhadra Bhattacharya acted as a brahmachari for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when the Lord toured Mathura and Vrindavan. In this chapter, description about the Chaitanya tree. This chapter is known as Chaitanya tree, Chaitanya briksh. Previous to this chapter, 9th chapter, talks about another briksh, called Bhakti briksh. This is term, this name is very popular in this, Bhakti briksh. Previous chapter, the same tree, when is grown up in full fledge, then this tree was named after name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya tree. Previously Bhakti Vriksh, now Chaitanya Vriksh. Very nicely description, previous chapter described that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did bring seed of pure love of Krishna. And he sowed the ground. He became gardener and sowed the seed in the ground. And also he sprinkled water. And then gradually this Bhakti Vriksh sprouted. And how it started to sprout, description is there. The first sprout, this was Madhavendra Puri, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the description. So, when this tree became full-fledged, grown up, then this chapter talks about the same tree, but name is different. Chaitanya tree, Chaitanya briksh. Here, Chaitanya Charitamrita, here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami described that. It is eternal tree of love of Krishna, love of Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself simultaneously is gardener, malakar or mali, and same time he is a tree. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also is the main tree. And he is the, like, as a gardener, he maintains the tree, nourishes the tree. And as a tree, Chaitanya tree, he bears the fruit and flowers, that is Krishna prem, Shuddha Krishna prem, pure love of Krishna. And same time, he himself had act another role, he also distributor, bestower of the fruit. He bestows the fruit and flowers. And same time, he is enjoyer. So, as a gardener, he maintains the tree. And as a tree, he bears the fruit on its branches. And same time he distributes the fruit fruit of love of Godhead, fruit of love of Krishna, love for Krishna, and simultaneously he is also enjoyer of the fruits. This chapter describes about the branch and sub-branch of the tree. There are branches, there are many branches of the tree, all associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here they are compared, they are described as branches and sub-branches of the tree. So previously it is described, this verse talks about Balabhadra Bhattacharya. So first of all, Krishnadas Kaviraj has divided all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in two parts. Those devotees, the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were living, or they have some connection, better connection for Bengal or Mayapur, Navdeep. So they are description about them. Krishnadas Kaviraj has described their branches, branches and sub-branches of the tree. In Mayapur, Bengal, Krishnadas Kaviraj described their first branch and very prominent branch of the tree is Srinivas, Srinivas Acharya, Pandit Srinivas, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed kirtan in his angan, Srivas angan. And then his other three brothers, altogether there were four brothers, they were also branch and sub-branch of the tree. The associates of Mayapur, associates of Bengal, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, description is completed. And the last branch, description here in this tree, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described it, Jaghai and Madhai, they were 89 and 90th branch of the tree. Jaghai, Madhai, you know, the greatest recipients of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are very famous for this purpose. Jaghai, Madhai, the greatest recipient of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prem ke adhika, kripa ke patra, kripa patra. Recipients of Chaitanya, greatest recipient. And due to them, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one name is Patit Pavan. So this name become, Patit Pavan became meaningful when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, when they delivered Jaghai and Madhai. So all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are branches and sub-branches of the tree. And also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes here in this particular verse, ki all the associates on the equal level, we should give all due respect on the equal level to all associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one is higher or no one is lower. We should not discriminate between them, that is elevated, higher one, lower. No one is greater and no one is lesser. All on the same level. Because in every single branch, on every single branch, and the fruit and flowers takes place. All, every single branch and sub-branch, they wear the fruit of love of Krishna, Krishna Prem. Usually, we know that the tree, we have experienced the tree, towards the end, fruits, flowers and fruits come, almost from the top branch. But this tree, such a tree, transcendental tree, eternal tree, Krishna, Chaitanya tree, it wears fruits and flowers on every limbs, every parts of the tree. You know, in here probably you see fig tree, fig, audumbar. Sanskrit or Bengali name audumbar. Or sometimes jackfruits also, jackfruit tree. Not that it fruit will take place on the top of the branch. Anywhere and everywhere the fruits can come. So all associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are capable, they are competent, they are powerful enough to produce the fruit of love of Krishna. For that reason, Krishna Das Kaviraj describes here that we should not discriminate. We should not think that this devotee is great and this devotee is not that much greatness, he has not. We should give all due respect to all branches of the tree or all associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then comes about Balabhadra Bhattacharya. When the first Krishna Das Kaviraj described the branches and sub-branches of the tree was related to Bengal, Mayapur and Navadvip. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami described the branches and sub-branches of the tree are the associates who were staying or living with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So many in related to Bengal and now in from Jagannath Puri, Odisha associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one after another description is there. The first branch of the tree in Jagannath Puri was Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodar Goswami. These were the branch and sub-branch, prominent. And this particular verse talks about 23rd associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and at the same time 23rd branch of the Chaitanya tree. So here description about Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Balabhadra Bhattacharya Bhakti Adhikari. Bhakti Adhikari. He was a recipient of Bhakti. He was very advanced devotee. Mathura Gamane Prabhur Teho Brahmachari. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu toured to Vrindavan, Mathura, we know pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up to 24 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Navadvip, Mayapur. At the age of 24, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, staying Jagannath Puri for time being. And then from Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India. And from South India, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. And one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attempted to come to Vrindavan after Jagannath Puri. First returned from South India for a while, for time being he was Jagannath Puri. And then one time he attempted to come to Vrindavan. He started his journey. He went through Bengal and many places. Eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to one place, very much celebrated place, famous place, Kanai Natsala. From there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again returned to Jagannath Puri. So that time, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was not with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Second time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attempted to come to Vrindavan, visit Mathura, and he came. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his journey from Jagannath Puri for Mathura and Vrindavan, at that time, in that tour, in that traveling, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here, Balabhadra Bhattacharya Bhakti Adhikari, he was topmost devotee, very great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mathura Gamane Prabhur, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring, coming, traveling towards the Mathura, returned to Mathura, and returned from Mathura to Jagannath Puri. In that period, Prabhur Yeho Brahmachari, Balabhadra Bhattacharya acted as Brahmachari. In small purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned a sannyasi is considered to be the spiritual master, and a brahmachari is considered to be the disciple of the sannyasi. Sannyasi is usually spiritual master, and brahmachari disciple of the sannyasi. And it is tradition that usually a brahmachari, a sannyasi, doesn't cook. He is not involved in cooking. Where he takes prasadam, where he eats, he goes visit house to house, he goes to householder house, and he accepts prasadam there, he accepts the food there. And in this activity, and sometimes, if he is not visiting to a grihastha, then a brahmachari, who is supposed to be assistant of the sannyasi and same time disciple of sannyasi, he usually cooked. The Balabhadra Bhattacharya did this. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming, touring, traveling to Mathura and Vrindavan, and that Chaitanya, at that time, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he assisted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he helped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cooked for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he does another service for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A bhakti adhikari, about him, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is a bhakti adhikari. He was a great devotee, topmost devotee. We know when time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his desire to come to Vrindavan, Mathura, then many associates, of course, in fact, all associates, devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they wanted to come with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I will go alone. Then they are requesting, no, someone should be there with you. At least one person should be with you. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami, he made a special request for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not willing to accept anyone. One reason was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a bitter experience in South India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one brahmachari, recommended devotee. Sri Sri Radha Gokula Nanda Ji Ki. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring for South India, then one brahmachari came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name was Krishnadas. Usually known as Kala Krishnadas. He came, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, Kerala, Malabar district, place called Malabar, then there were a group of spiritualists, impersonalist spiritualists, the group of Bhattathari, this was, and they attempted, made endeavor to elude Krishnadas, Kala Krishnadas, by providing women. And they told Krishnadas, why you are with this sadhu? What you will get? The mendicant. You are wasting your time. Better you should enjoy, you should be engaged in sense gratification. This human form of life is meant for sense gratification. This, you are traveling with sense is very tasteless, nirus. What is the pleasure? You are simply helping him, serving him. And he become convinced, illured. So when next morning, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to leave, so he hide himself. He did not came from ashram. Rather, he was hiding one of the room. And the Bhattacharya also they advised him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forcefully again searched all the rooms of the ashram and they grabbed, practically grabbed the hair of Kala Krishnadas and dragged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with him and came to Jagannath Puri. So he has some bitter experience by taking servant, material servant. So this time he was not willing, he was wanted to go alone to Vrindavan. No one should be with me. But all the devotees were trying, they were requesting, especially Swarup Damodar made a request, and he introduced Balabhadra Bhattacharya, that is best suited person, as Balabhadra Bhattacharya must go with you, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup kahe ei Balabhadra Bhattacharya, tomare susnigdh bala pandit sadhu ar. Swarup Damodar recommend. he is the Swarup kahe ei Balabhadra Bhattacharya. This is Balabhadra Bhattacharya. What is his qualification? Tomare susnigdh. He is very much affectionate towards you. He has great affection, great love for you. This was one qualification of Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Swarup Damodar recommend. Ei susnigdh, susnigdh, affectionate, susnigdh, greatly affectionated to you. He loves you. He has very great love for you. Pandit, scholar, educated person, civilized person. Sadhu. Sadhu means honest, straightforward in behavior. He is sadhu. And arya. Advanced in devotional service. So, Swarup Damodar Goswami talks about Balabhadra Bhattacharya. He gives four different qualifications. He was very much affectionate. He was great lover of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is one qualification. That reason why he should visit, he should tour, he should go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Second, he was a pandit, learned scholar. He was not foolish, he was not stupid. Pandit, scholar, educated, cultured person, and sadhu. He is a sadhu. For that reason, because you are a sadhu and he is also sadhu, a sadhu should visit with a sadhu. And arj, here Prabhupada translated this word arj, means very much advanced in spiritual life. So much so that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one point, when, of course we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed many pleasing pastimes in the forest of Jharkhand with the forest animal. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya had fortune and privilege. He was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Jagannath Puri came to Vrindavan, all the way in Jharkhand forest, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was displaying very pleasing pastime with the forest animal. And Chaitanya Balabhadra Bhattacharya was with him. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went around, did the Chaurasi Kosh Parikarma for Brajabhumi, that time Balabhadra Bhattacharya was with him. So we can understand the fortune and of Balabhadra Bhattacharya. He toured, he came and saw all the 12 forests where Lord Krishna displayed his most confidential pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going around Braj and Balabhadra Bhattacharya was with him. So one point, when passing through Jharkhand forest, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Balabhadra Bhattacharya, a special embracement. And he said, it is only by your kindness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is because your kindness that I am so happy in the forest of Jharkhand. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave credit. I am happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling, he is deriving transcendental pleasure while he was displaying some pleasing pastime with the animals of the Jharkhand forest. And he said, did this due to your presence. You are such a great devotee. So Swarup Damodar Goswami appreciated, recommended his name. He was a great devotee, very much learned person. And Saint Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also supported this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. So in all the tour from Jagannath Puri through forest of Jharkhand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Varanasi. At that time, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was with him. And from Varanasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Prayag, Allahabad, where the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati is there. So he, Balabhadra Bhattacharya also came with him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then from there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mathura. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was with him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed approximately little more than 2 months, continuous 2 months. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Braj area, in Vrindavan Bhumi. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya was also there with him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned with Balabhadra Bhattacharya to Jagannath Puri. So, here Krishna Das Kaviraj, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Bhakti Adhikari. He was a recipient of devotional service, close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in Chaitanya tree, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he was 23rd branch of the transcendental tree. Of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simultaneously, he is gardener, Mali, or Malakar, and same time, he is the tree itself, and same time, he is Data, he is the bestower, distributor of love of Godhead, and same time he is enjoyer as well. He relishes the love of Godhead. So this chapter describes this particular verse about Balabhadra Bhattacharya, one of the confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very fortunate personality, very. We can imagine his fortune. He got the privilege, opportunity to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for many, many months. He was together serving, directly he was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his service and same time he appreciated his service so much so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave credit to Balabhadra Bhattacharya. I am deriving happy, transcendental pleasure in this forest, especially when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the Jharkhand forest. He said, this is only due to your kindness. Otherwise, I would not have derived happy like this type. So, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was a great devotee, confidential associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is the 23rd branch of Chaitanya tree. 23rd from Odisha side, Bengal side, and sorry, Jagannath Puri side, and the many hundreds of branches from that side, Mayapur side, Bengal side, all the six Goswami, here Krishna Das Kaviraj described that they are towards Bengal side, Mayapur side, Shad Goswami, and many others. And I described, Krishna Das Kaviraj had described the first branch from the Mayapur side was Sri Vash Pandit and his three brothers, they were sub-branch of that tree. First most important branch was Sri Vash Pandit and his three brothers were sub-branches of that branch. And eventually the transcendental tree, eternal, Amar Briksh, Amar Taru. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami talks about this Chaitanya tree is Amar Taru, eternal, immortal tree. And this tree bears the fruit. What type of fruit? Fruit of Krishna Prem. In this tree bears the fruit of Krishna Prem. So here I should stop here. If you have any question or comment, you are welcome.